This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Oklahoma City Thunder was knocked out of the NBA playoffs on May 15th, and yet they have remained very active in the postseason. On Tuesday, the team announced a $1 million donation to the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army to bolster relief efforts in the wake of Monday's tornadoes in central Oklahoma. Also on Tuesday, the Red Cross announced that Thunder All-Star forward Kevin Durant had himself pledged $1 million to the cause. Joining me now is Thunder General Manager Sam Presti. Mr. Presti, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me.
The team's decision to pledge $1 million came very quickly after the disaster. Whose decision was it?
Well, obviously, everything starts at the top with our ownership group led by Clayton Bennett. But I can tell you that just from the mission of the organization and the values that run so deeply through the community in Oklahoma City, that it wasn't a decision that had to be mulled over very long.
Kevin Durant has declined to talk about his personal donation, saying he'd prefer to have it speak for itself. Were you surprised by the amount of that donation and by his humility?
We're incredibly fortunate not only to have Kevin Durant represent us on the basketball floor, but he represents Oklahoma City and this state and this community in an exemplary fashion. I wish I could tell you that I was surprised, but having been around this young person for 6 years now, this is who he is. It's authentic, it's real, and I think it's one of the reasons why he's so beloved in this community.
Have his teammates followed suit?
Yeah, everybody within the team on the roster has inquired to our organization as to ways they can contribute, whether it's visits to children's hospitals, touring the scene, and speaking with people who are going through the remains of their homes and spending some time to support them or going to shelters in the area. These are the things that are much more lasting than wins and losses in Oklahoma City. And I'm very proud of our players. I'm proud of our organization because this community has supported us so much over the last 5 years. And this is an opportunity for us to stand by them and support them in a time of need.
Does the Thunder place more emphasis on community relations than is the case with other NBA teams?
You know, it's hard for me to comment on other teams and how they organize their efforts in the community. But I can tell you that, in Oklahoma City, it's front and center in all that we do. We embrace our part in the community as a leader when called upon. We understand that, the Oklahoma standard is something you adopt when you live here, when you work here. And we take that very seriously. And I feel strongly that when our players run out of the tunnel and take the floor and they have Oklahoma City across their chest, that with each year that we're here and more people that we meet, it means that much more to them.
Does the team have an ongoing plan to help out with the reconstruction of this area? Because obviously this isn't something that's going to go away just when it's out of the headlines.
That's something that we've made a very strong indication to everyone that we speak with, whether it's Salvation Army, Red Cross, or the individuals directly, is that this is a long process. This is the beginning stages of that process. And organizationally, we're prepared to continually invest our time and our resources. It's going to take all of us to help the people of Moore and the surrounding areas recover, and we stand ready to do that.
I understand that you were born in Massachusetts and that you played your college basketball right down the road from us at Emerson College. What does it feel like to be an Oklahoma resident now?
Well, I call this my home. The people here have adopted me as one of theirs, even though I'm from the Northeast. I try to get back to the Northeast when I can. I love it. But I also understand that, to be involved on a ground level, with this being only our fifth season of existence in Oklahoma City, is a tremendous opportunity and not one that I take for granted.
Sam Presti is general manager of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Sam, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
To donate to the Oklahoma relief effort, please visit redcross.org/OKC.